not like the latest
Olsen Brothers, this is Brittany.
Hey Brittany, is Joe in?
Yeah, hold please.
Okay, so they ask him like, mother's maiden name or the street you grew up on or like that sort of thing?
This is Joe.
Hey Joe, this is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, look, I just got off the phone with Scott Archibald over there at Dad's Truckin', and
yeah.
He told me that you were looking to get some financing in place to get those trailers.
Yep.
Do you have a few minutes to talk?
Sure.
Okay, so why don't you tell me a little bit about, you know, what you're trying to get, you know, these trailers. You said that you're looking at four of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
What exactly do you know, do for the business right now? What are
so
you guys?
I'm president. I own the company. I've been in business for 19 years, as of about 2-3 weeks ago. We have a, you know, flatbed trucking company, and a lot of the freight that I have, a lot of my direct contracts are with Nucor. And Nucor's got five different divisions up here in northern Utah. They got the hot roll up in Plymouth. They've got
mm-hmm.
a cold roll in Brigham City. They got a joist plant in Brigham City. They got a building systems plant in Brigham City, and a wire products. And two of those locations require drop trailers. I also work for a company out of Ogden, Utah. Direct contract there with Western Coating, which is basically epoxy coated rebar for seismic coating, California.
Okay.
Most of the stuff, most of the freeway stuff nowadays, any bridges or anything, is all epoxy-coated rebar, and so we haul for them, and they require drop trailers. And I just got a new contact on a pipe going out of Clearfield, Utah, to Houston, Texas, and Pennsylvania for refineries. And those guys require drop trailers, so I need extra trailers to get in and service all these customers.
Yeah, Scott was telling me that you have around 40 pieces right now. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I've got 30... five trucks and probably about 40 to 45 trailers, but yeah, we do need a few more trailers to service these guys.
Okay, so you're looking at so it's four flatbeds, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Four flatbeds. Yeah, I'm looking at the online over here at Dad's Trucking and just kind of taking a look at the flatbeds themselves. So the total cost is what, going to be around, was it 30,000, 28 to 30,000? You were saying something like that?
He was, you know, working some deals on the pricing for me. I'm hoping to be
mm-hmm.
able to get down around 27,500, 28,000 on each trailer.
Okay, so it's four trailers at 28,000 each.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. There's 20. I'm just writing some notes here. And obviously the use is to haul for your new jobs. Have you kind of considered what type of return on investment these trailers are going to do for the business? Like, how much money is each trailer going to make per month?
Just being able to have those trailers, I'm going to increase on the pipe loads.
Okay, yeah.
Right now, my guy is getting 10 loads a week, basically. He needs 10 trailers a week in there. I'm giving him two. And he says, if I could get him 10, he would load all 10 of mine other than the other guys that he's using because he likes us better. So, I mean, just the revenue on that by getting, if I dedicate all four trailers to him,
mm-hmm.
it's going to, you know, be four loads a week, and we're averaging about $3,000 a load.
Okay,
so,
at $3,000 a load. Yeah, obviously the math works out to around $12,000 a week.
$12,000 a week.
Which is unbelievable. That's a crazy return on investment right there in itself. Do you have a timeline that you're trying to work with? When do you need these trailers by?
They're begging for them, so sooner the better.
Sooner the better, because so as soon as possible. All right, now tell me a little bit about your credit. Are you kind of good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It sucks. I get a lot of inquiries, so I'm sitting right around 600.
Right around 600, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's not a problem. We have a lot of programs, actually, that kind of work with credit tiers A through D, you know. So it's something that we kind of pride ourselves on, trying to get our customers you know, approved with our process here for the equipment financing. We've been doing this for around 14 years now, so we definitely have a lot of resources that we can go to. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about what your guys' gross annual sales were, so your top-line revenue was for 2015.
Last year was $7.4
million. $7.4 million. And what are you on track for this year?
It's probably, I think we're down a couple of trucks. It's probably going to be a little bit lower. I'm probably going to be right around 6.5 to 6.8.
Six and a half. Hey, that's not a problem. You know, sometimes you have those years. Yeah, I know. A lot of my customers have been saying the same thing. It's a lot of, you know, uncertainty in the market. Mm-hmm. But okay, so Joe, you're 100% owner of the business, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, 100%. And how do you structure the business? Is it sole proprietorship, S corp? Okay. So have you looked into other financing already? Have you?
I haven't. We just started down this path just the other day.
Okay. Well, who have you guys gone to?
Nobody.
If you don't mind me asking.
Okay. No,
okay. You haven't. Okay. All right. Do you have any other current, working capital or, loans out?
No, I mean, what do you mean as far as, like, I mean, I've got a lot of loans out on equipment. That's why my credit takes a hit.
Of course.
I'm probably getting looked at and everything, but, yeah.
Okay, not a problem. Let's see here. You know, what's going to happen if you don't get this loan, just out of curiosity? Do you have a plan B?
I'll probably go somewhere that can rent trailers.
Okay. So, here's what I can do for you, Joe. Our process over here is very simple. With us, what we require is our one-page application for the equipment. It's just basic information that you fill out in regards to, you know, your company, a little company information, and a little information on you. And then we ask for 6 months of your most recent bank statements, just to see how the business is doing, you know, if there's money coming in and out of the accounts, you know, how much money you have on hand. Then we also look at your 2015 tax return. Do you happen to have that on file?
2015, I should have, yeah.
Okay. So, and as well as the quote. So we'll also need the quote, which is obviously just found online here. Did he happen to give you like a written quote or, you know, an agreement that you got?
I haven't got anything from him yet, no.
Okay. All right. Well, we have it online anyway, so it's okay. Not a problem. It's fine. We can work with that. And essentially what happens is, once you get all the information into me and all the documents that we require to get started on our end, we're usually able to get you an answer within 24 hours on, you know, the types of programs that we can lay out on the table and how it will, you know, play out into getting you, you know, finance, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So what's a good email address? I can shoot you all the information over and the required documents, and we can get you started on our process here.
It's J-O-E.
Mm-hmm.
O-L-S-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
22 @gmail.com.
Okay. @gmail.com. Okay. All right. Okay. So I think I have everything on my end here. I'm going to shoot you over an email with, you know, my contact information as well as the other stuff that we're going to be requiring. When do you think you can get that in to me?
I'll try to do it later today if I can. I'm pretty swamped today. I have one of my dispatchers out, but let me see what I can do.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, the sooner you get that to me, the sooner I can get you an answer. So
sure.
I'm going to shoot that over to you. Look out for it. And, you know, let's get some financing in place and get you these trailers.
Sounds good.
All right. It was good talking to you. Here's what I'll do. I'll follow up with you tomorrow. How does that sound?
That'll work.
Okay. All right, Joe. Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye now.